Genesis chapter 15. After these things, Yahweh's word came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Don't be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." Abram said, "Lord Yahweh, what will you give me since I go childless? And he who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus." Abram said, "Behold, you have given no children to me, and behold, one born in my house is my heir." Behold, Yahweh's word came to him, saying, "This man will not be your heir, but he who will come out of your own body will be your heir." Yahweh brought him outside and said, "Look now toward the sky and count the stars, if you are able to count them." He said to Abram, "So your offspring will be." He believed in Yahweh, who credited it to him for righteousness. He said to Abram, "I am Yahweh, who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees to give you this land to inherit it." He said, "Lord Yahweh, how will I know that I will inherit it?" He said to him, "Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." He brought him all these and divided them in the middle and laid each half opposite the other. But he didn't divide the birds. The birds of prey came down on the carcasses, and Abram drove them away. When the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram. Now terror and great darkness fell on him. He said to Abram, "Know for sure that your offspring will live as foreigners in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them. They will afflict them 400 years. I will also judge that nation whom they will serve. Afterward, they will come out with great wealth. But you will go to your fathers in peace. You will be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, they will come here again, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full." It came to pass that, when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. In that day, Yahweh made a covenant with Abram, saying, "I have given this land to your offspring, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the land of the Canaanites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites." Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bore him no children. She had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Sarai said to Abram, "See now, Yahweh has restrained me from bearing. Please go in to my servant. It may be that I will obtain children by her." Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her servant, after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to Abram, her husband, to be his wife. He went in to Hagar, and she conceived. When she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Sarai said to Abram, "This wrong is your fault. I gave my servant into your bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, she despised me. May Yahweh judge between me and you." But Abram said to Sarai, "Behold, your maid is in your hand. Do to her whatever is good in your eyes." Sarai dealt harshly with her, and she fled from her face. Yahweh's angel found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain on the way to Shur. He said, "Hagar, Sarai's servant, where did you come from? Where are you going?" She said, "I am fleeing from the face of my mistress, Sarai." Yahweh's angel said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hands." Yahweh's angel said to her, I will greatly multiply your offspring, that they will not be counted for multitude. Yahweh's angel said to her, Behold, you are with child, and will bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahweh has heard your affliction. He will be like a wild donkey among men. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. He will live opposed to all of his brothers. She called the name of Yahweh who spoke to her, You are a God who sees. For she said, Have I even stayed alive after seeing him? Therefore, the well was called Beer Lahai Roy. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. Hagar bore a son for Abram. Abram called the name of his son whom Hagar bore Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram. Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Abram fell on his face. God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you. You will be the father of a multitude of nations. Your name will no more be called Abram, but your name will be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you. Kings will come out of you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God to you and to your offspring after you. I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land where you are traveling, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin. It will be a token of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every male throughout your generations. He who is born in the house, or bought with money from any foreigner who is not of your offspring, he who is born in your house, and he who is bought with your money, must be circumcised. My covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. The uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but her name shall be Sarah. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. Yes, I will bless her, and she will be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Will a child be born to him who is 100 years old? Will Sarah, who is 90 years old, give birth? Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. God said, No, but Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son. You shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. He will become the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this set time next year. When he finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. Abraham took Ishmael his son, all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the same day as God had said to him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same day, both Abraham and Ishmael, his son, were circumcised. All the men of his house, those born in the house, and those bought with money from a foreigner were circumcised with him. Genesis chapter 18. Yahweh appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and saw that three men stood near him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself to the earth, and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, please don't go away from your servant. Now let a little water be fetched. Wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. I will get a piece of bread so you can refresh your heart. After that, you may go your way, now that you have come to your servant." They said, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said quickly, "Prepare 3 seahs of fine meal, knead it and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and fetched a tender and good calf and gave it to the servant. He hurried to dress it. He took butter, milk, and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. He stood by them under the tree, and they ate. They asked him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" He said, "There, in the tent." He said, "I will certainly return to you at about this time next year, and behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Sarah heard in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age. Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, will I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" Yahweh said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Will I really bear a child when I am old?' Is anything too hard for Yahweh? At the set time, I will return to you, when the season comes around, and Sarah will have a son." Then Sarah denied it, saying, "I didn't laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "No, but you did laugh." The men rose up from there and looked toward Sodom. Abraham went with them to see them on their way. Yahweh said, "Will I hide from Abraham what I do? Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed in him? For I have known him, to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of Yahweh, to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Yahweh may bring on Abraham that which he has spoken of him." Yahweh said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether their deeds are as bad as the reports which have come to me. If not, I will know." The men turned from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before Yahweh. Abraham came near and said, "Will you consume the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous within the city? Will you consume and not spare the place for the 50 righteous who are in it? May it be far from you to do things like that, to kill the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be like the wicked. May that be far from you. Shouldn't the judge of all the earth do right?" Yahweh said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered, "See now, I have taken it on myself to speak to the Lord, although I am dust and ashes. What if there were lack 5 of the 50 righteous? Will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? He said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. He spoke to him yet again and said, What if there are 40 found there? He said, I will not do it for the 40's sake. He said, Oh, don't let the Lord be angry, and I will speak. What if there are 30 found there? He said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. He said, See now, I have taken it on myself to speak to the Lord. What if there are 20 found there? He said, I will not destroy it for the 20's sake. He said, Oh, don't let the Lord be angry, and I will speak just once more. What if 10 are found there? He said, I will not destroy it for the 10's sake. Yahweh went his way as soon as he had finished communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Genesis chapter 19. The two angels came to Sodom at evening. Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Lot saw them and rose up to meet them. He bowed himself with his face to the earth, and he said, See now, my lords, please come into your servant's house. Stay all night, wash your feet, and you can rise up early and go on your way. They said, No, but we will stay in the street all night. He urged them greatly, and they came in with him and entered into his house. He made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old, all the people from every quarter. They called to Lot and said to him, Where are the men who came in to you this night? Bring them out to us, that we may have sex with them. Lot went out to them through the door and shut the door after himself. He said, Please, my brothers, don't act so wickedly. See now, I have two virgin daughters. Please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them what seems good to you. Only don't do anything to these men, because they have come under the shadow of my roof. They said, Stand back. And they said, This one fellow came in to live as a foreigner, and he appoints himself a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. They pressed hard on the man Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men reached out their hand and brought Lot into the house to them and shut the door. They struck the men who were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. The men said to Lot, Do you have anybody else here? Sons-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, bring them out of the place, for we will destroy this place. Because the outcry against them has grown so great before Yahweh that Yahweh has sent us to destroy it. Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters, and said, Get up, get out of this place, for Yahweh will destroy the city. But he seemed to his sons-in-law to be joking. When the morning came, then the angels hurried Lot, saying, Get up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of the city. But he lingered, and the men grabbed his hand, his wife's hand, and his two daughters' hands, Yahweh being merciful to him. And they took him out and set him outside of the city. It came to pass, when they had taken them out, that he said, Escape for your life. Don't look behind you, and don't stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed. Lot said to them, Oh, not so, my lord. See now, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown to me in saving my life. I can't escape to the mountain, lest evil overtake me and I die. See now, the city is near to flee to, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape there. Isn't it a little one? And my soul will live. He said to him, Behold, I have granted your request concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city of which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I can't do anything until you get there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then Yahweh rained on Sodom and on Gomorrah sulfur and fire from Yahweh out of the sky. He overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew on the ground. But Lot's wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Abraham went up early in the morning to the place where he had stood before Yahweh. He looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and saw that the smoke of the land went up as the smoke of a furnace. When God destroyed the cities of the plain, God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the middle of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived. Lot went up out of Zoar, and lived in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he was afraid to live in Zoar. He lived in a cave with his two daughters. The firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come into us in the way of all the earth. Come, let's make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve our father's family line." They made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father. He didn't know when she lay down, nor when she arose. It came to pass on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, "Behold, I lay last night with my father. Let's make him drink wine again tonight. You go in and lie with him, that we may preserve our father's family line." They made their father drink wine that night also. The younger went and lay with him. He didn't know when she lay down, nor when she got up. Thus, both of Lot's daughters were with child by their father. The firstborn bore a son and named him Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the children of Ammon to this day.